French President Nicolas Sarkozy today concluded a two-day summit with British Prime Minister Gordon Brown. This is Charles Collins' report.
French President Nicolas Sarkozy closed a two-day state visit to Britain on Thursday. After reaching deals on new joint military projects, a drive to reform the UN Security Council, and education aid for Africa, Sarkozy vowed the increased friendship between Britain and France would continue long after he leaves the country.
On behalf of the people of France, I have come to say to the people of Britain that we should together write a new page of our common history, that of a new Franco-British brotherhood, the Franco-British brotherhood of the 21st century.
In their joint communique, Britain and France also pledged to examine an expansion of the Group of Eight Industrialized Nations and urged a new push on financial transparency, including changes to the International Monetary Fund. Mr. Brown said the two nations would hold regular ministerial-level meetings in the future.
We agree that only by working together can we confront the challenges we face from terrorism, from climate change, poverty, disease, and from failed states.
The joint summit was held at London's Emirates Stadium, home of the popular Arsenal soccer club, seen as symbolic because it is an English team with a French manager and some top French players. The two men even kicked a ball around as a sign that France and the UK, long seen as rivals, want to enter into a new phase of teamwork. I'm Charles Collins.